it's really common for us parents to give a lot of attention when they're acting negatively. Stop jumping on the couch. You need to brush your teeth right now. Why are you taking so long? Like, we kind of drill that in. They're getting a lot of attention for doing things that aren't really helpful. And then they're not getting a ton of attention when they're doing things that are helpful, when they're being helpful, when they're doing what they're told. We just let them do it and we're like, oh, and we're like relaxed and yay, they're doing what we asked them to do. We need to switch it around. Give lots of attention when they are following through, being helpful, being positive.
These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code PARENTING for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code PARENTING at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Welcome to the Your Village podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline. Your Village is the most comprehensive site for evidence-based parenting classes available on demand at yourvillageonline.com. Our 50-plus classes give parents the foundation, steps, and tools for creating strong, healthy relationships with their children, resulting in responsible, cooperative, happy, and successful children and families. My goal is to help parents support their children in finding and reaching their own unique potential. The podcast is a place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm Your Village founder and your host, Erin Royer.
Hello, everyone. So today, I'm going to do a quick little recap on apologies and how we handle apologies with children, starting mostly with young children, but these can be attributed to children of all ages. And these are some questions I've gotten in the last couple of weeks. So I wanted to address this question and how we help children build empathy so that the apologies are organic and genuine. And then I'm going to get to a question from some parents who are really struggling with discipline because they're feeling overwhelmed about what to use, when, and how. And they feel like they're kind of just throwing things at the wall and trying to see what sticks, and they're not being consistent and they may not be using the right tool at the right time. So I am going to help to tease this out and show this family and anyone else out there how you can break this down and start with first things first and then add in more as you go so that you're not overwhelmed and trying to do too much at once.
Okay, so for young kids and apologies, the first piece that's important to understand is that, and this is true for children of any age, but it really applies to these youngest ages because they're still working on understanding empathy and what apologies are about. And that is, we never want to force an apology. We never want to say, you owe me an apology, or you apologize right now, or you go over to your friend and tell her you're sorry right now. What this does is potentially work against the development of empathy. And apology isn't something we give because we're forced to, or because we're afraid of the repercussions if we don't simply comply or simply because we're told to do so. It's something we give. It's something we give because we feel remorse. So an apology needs to be organic. So as we teach our children about empathy and apologies, we want them to offer. We want to offer it. In the early stages, we offer or remind them. It looks like you hurt your friend when you swung your toy around and hit him. It would be nice if you told him you were sorry. Now, a lot of times kids think that if they didn't do it on purpose, they have no culpability. Whatever the answer, if they don't step up to apologize, then we can work on explaining why it's important. We can put them in the place of their friend. If your friend hit you with a toy and it hurt, even if he didn't do it on purpose, wouldn't you want him to say he's sorry? Or maybe give you a hug, make sure that you're feeling okay? And then you want to work towards the apology in any way he's willing to show it and show that he doesn't want his friend to feel bad. Now, most children will give some small gesture of a hug, a pat on the shoulder, are you okay, something like that. But if they don't, you can lead by example. I'm sorry Jax hit you with the toy. Are you feeling okay? And then you can work with the child if they're not feeling okay and show how that you help the friend feel better. Then just continue to work with your child each opportunity and they will get it. It's a process of building empathy and understanding of the other. Also remember, empathy just starts to develop around the age of 3 and it takes many years before it's fully developed. So just know this is a process and you're helping them through, and as they develop more empathy, they will get better and better at apologies, especially as you teach them more about what an apology is for and the 3 pieces to that apology. Okay, so now we're going to get to the question from Diane, and she wrote, thank you for your help and explanation surrounding parenting and how to really try to raise my son with loving discipline. Connor is about 3.5 and clearly the best thing that has ever happened to me. However, we're going through some real struggles as of late with him. I have used so many of your strategies throughout the toddler years, and I guess the real struggle at this point is that nothing is really working. It could be that my husband and I are trying everything, hoping something sticks, or that we're too overwhelmed to figure out what will work best at that time. So I'm going to try to walk you through some typical scenarios. And I love this, Diane. You're probably right on. There's probably throwing a bunch of stuff out there and maybe trying to just throw a bunch of stuff at the wall and see what sticks. So I'm going to go through some details after I go through the rest of your question. Usually Connor wakes up. I get him up at about 6:45 to 7 to get ready for daycare. He takes so long to get out of bed, wanting to play, kiss all the stuffed animals, have me rub his back, etc. Then it's off to the bathroom and to wash his hands. All of this takes forever because he stops, chats, wastes time, etc. I don't want to nag, but since he takes so long, we start to run out of time, and both my husband and I have to get to work. I've tried to motivate him with positive reinforcement, tried telling him I won't be able to stay and watch him get ready if he takes too long, because I have to also get ready, asking him to be a good listener, 1, 2, 3 magic, choices, but none of this motivates him. He gets silly, he wastes more time, he'll start to break down, sit on the floor, stopping the process altogether. This is pretty much the rest of the morning, repeating itself with getting dressed, brushing teeth. Fast forward to once he gets home from school at about 5:00. More of the same, more time wasting and silliness nonstop, even when it's time for dinner, bath time, or bedtime routines. Lately, it's been ending up in a tantrum where he gets so upset that he doesn't get his way that he throws things, hits, kicks, and can't be calmed down. I've been racking my brain for changes in routine, but there really is nothing I can think of. He goes to bed and falls asleep by about 8, is up by 7, and usually has about an hour to an hour and a half nap at school, so I don't think it's lack of sleep. I've been hoping to just overcome this hurdle, but his daycare teacher spoke to me yesterday, asking if I've noticed any changes at home, because he's been defiant as of late, not sitting when he needs to, not wanting to nap, and generally just pushing boundaries. She still insists he's very sweet and loves learning, but she was tracking his behavior these past few weeks and wanted to let me know, so that's really what pushed me to email. Connor is such a sweet and kind boy, and I love his funny, silly side, but I can't figure out what's up here and what to do about the power struggles. Sorry to go on and on. Thanks for all you do, Diane. Okay, so this is a great email. Lots of stuff going on, lots of details. I'm going to touch on what I possibly can because there's a lot of things that are kind of one leading to another and kind of stacking upon each other. So I'm going to give tips to hopefully help you deal with some of this basic stuff. And then once that's taken care of, some of the more, the the kind of spiral downward into the tantrums will hopefully take care of themselves. I will say these are types of things I do work with parents on in coaching, because we break it down step by step, incident by incident, and how we can walk through it. But I think I can give you enough today, definitely, to get you started in the right direction.
As an adult and a mom of a son, both with ADHD, I know navigating the expectations of life with ADHD can be a challenge. But finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. With the right resources, you can turn your ADHD into your superpower. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD, online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. Starting to take care of your ADHD is as easy as 1, taking a 1-minute free assessment to see if Done can help. 2, booking an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as today or tomorrow. 3, start receiving ongoing care. Enjoy online visits, personalized treatment plan, worry-free refills, and 24/7 care. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn your ADHD into your strength. This episode is sponsored by By Heart. By Heart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, By Heart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. By Heart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. By Heart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code PARENTING for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
So the first thing when we're dealing with our toddlers and children, older children even, like elementary age children, well, even middle school children, we all do this. Even older kids can do this too. But the first thing we want to do is figure out the reason. What's going on with the misbehavior? In the class, it's called Misbehaviors and Solutions. I cover many reasons why kids misbehave. Now, there's 4 main reasons children misbehave once we've taken care of the prevention pieces of it. One of those reasons is undue attention. Children are looking for attention. And this is what strikes me, what's happening here with Connor. All that fooling around, the silliness, that's looking for some attention. So we're going to start with the positive tools. So whenever we have an issue with a child, we want to really, really move towards the positive tools. That doesn't mean you're not going to use some of these other ones. You are. But you're really going to want to remember to be really intentional about this, the positive tools, and really build that strong foundation so they're getting attention for positive things. This turns it around. It shouldn't take too long. A couple of weeks, lots of positive attention, lots of positive feedback for doing positive things when he does them, will then get him to do more and more positive things. Because it's really common for us parents to give a lot of attention when they're acting negatively. Stop jumping on the couch. You need to brush your teeth right now. Why are you taking so long? Like, we kind of drill that in. They're getting a lot of attention for doing things that aren't really helpful. And then they're not getting a ton of attention when they're doing things that are helpful, when they're being helpful, when they're doing what they're told. We just let them do it and we're like, oh, and we're like relaxed and yay, they're doing what we asked them to do. We need to switch it around. Give lots of attention when they are following through, being helpful, being positive. So you wanna give positive feedback every time he's doing something helpful. If he does something the first time you ask, give positive feedback. If he puts his toys away right away, thank you for putting your toys away the first time I asked. That is so helpful. You want to work on lots of positive feedback. Thank you for getting your pants on all by yourself today. That is so That is so independent, that type of thing. Lots of positive feedback. Put lots of focus on that. Number two, special time. You want to give your children special time if they are, especially you want to focus on this if you're noticing that undue attention. Now, there are some kids who are, will just push the attention piece, right? You're doing all these things, lots of positive feedback. You know, you are spending that special time with them. If you're doing that and they're still kind of pushing, especially the really little ones, and especially if there's a sibling in the house, they're going to push for that attention. If they're getting plenty of attention, you're not killing yourself over it. You're not breaking your back over trying to spend as much every squeezing every second of every day that you can giving them attention. You don't have to do that. If you're giving them some special time, so special time is, you know, they get that at the end of the day when you're reading books and you're snuggling in bed, but also a little bit of playtime with them during the day. If you can do this a couple of times for 20 minutes, even if you can only do it once a day, that's fine. When you're working there in preschool, it's a little harder to be able to do that every day. So you're trying to work it in the schedule, definitely on the weekends, maybe one or two days a week in the evenings when you can give them some special time, sit on the floor, play with him a little bit, either in the morning, and we'll work on the mornings, I'll talk about that, or it, sometime in the evening, one parent's making dinner while the other parent's sitting and playing blocks with him on the floor or something like that. Focus on those two things. Okay, choices. You want to make sure you're using them properly. So there's several pitfalls to choices. I covered a little bit of this in last week's episode because there was something similar to this about what the pitfalls are to choices. I think I mentioned maybe one or two to those. I also have the video on the YouTube channel about all the pitfalls with choices and how to avoid them. So that is on the Your Village YouTube channel. You can just search Your Village and the channel will come up. I think it's the very top. And you can watch, I just put it out last week or a couple weeks ago. So you can watch that, all the pitfalls for choices and how to avoid those. Because if you're falling into the pitfalls, it does render them ineffective. You have to use these effectively. So you're doing lots of positive feedback. You're giving them some special time. I also didn't mention, you know, if you can get them out to the park, you can get a little bit of, you know, time outside. I don't know where you live, but, you know, pull them on the sled outside, doing some, a little bit of special time during the week. So you're doing that. You're using your choices effectively and they're hopefully working better too. You're avoiding the pitfalls. You're giving solid choices with the boundaries around them. Okay. The choice doesn't work. Now you're going to move to 1-2-3 magic. This is an extension of choices when choices doesn't work. You want to offer the choice first because they're getting some freedom with that. 1-2-3 magic is you're doing it my way. You're doing it The 1-2-3 magic is not a choice about whether you're doing it or not. And neither is choices. It's like we're doing this, but you get to decide how we're going to do it. So you get to 1-2-3 magic. It's, we're going to do this. So you can take your choice or I'm going to do it for you. It moves into a consequence. It's not a full positive discipline tool. It is a consequence. But if... But when you need to follow through, you need to get them moving. It removes the option for them to be in charge of making the choice. So this is used after working on the more positive options, like I said. It's basically when a child doesn't choose and you need to make things happen. So it's more of, like I said, the consequence. It gives them the final option to make their own choice before you push the issue. Also, the full 1-2-3 magic class is up on the YouTube channel as well. So you may want to watch that to make sure you're using this tool correctly also, because there's pitfalls to that, little genius tactics where they'll find their way around it, that renders 1-2-3 magic ineffective. So watch that class, help ensure you aren't falling into those pitfalls. When it comes to putting your foot down, it's important to be able to do this, especially with toddlers, because we're setting a precedent and a foundation for the discipline exchanges throughout the relationship. We're shaping them to have internal motivation and to make good decision-making skills. But when push comes to shove, we're letting them know the parent is in charge. It's time to do what I asked, and you do it or I will do it for you. So we have to come in and take control. This will happen throughout their childhood, and I still have to do this with my kids sometimes. Obviously, I'm not like forcing them to get dressed because that's not a problem anymore, but there's other things. I'll give them opportunities to get things done in their own time. But if they butt up against the time limit or something that they want to do or something else that needs to be done and they haven't finished their schoolwork, cleaned up their rooms, taken a shower, whatever it is, then I have to put down the consequence. I give them the choice. I give them lots of freedom. But if they don't do it, then I have to set the boundary tighter for them. Your friend can't come over until you clean up your room. I need you to take your tablet. Oh, I'm going to have to take your tablet now until your room is clean. So if you need to get your child dressed or get them in the bath because they aren't following through after a couple of opportunities to make a mature decision, it's okay to do that. It's important to do that. It sets up the foundation of who is ultimately in charge. You want to give them the freedom, see what they're able to take on. When they can't handle it, mom or dad have to step in. So in the cases of getting ready in the morning, you could tell him, I'm giving you 10 minutes to get yourself ready while I go get myself dressed. When I come back in, if you're not dressed, then I will be stepping in to help. Now, obviously, you're going to give some choices there. Do you want to wear sneakers or sandals? Well, it might not be sandals. Do you want to wear sneakers or boots today? Do you want to wear jeans or your sweatpants today? Do you want to wear this shirt or that shirt? Give him some choices. He picks his choices. You put them out, lay them out on his bed. He can get himself dressed while you go get yourself ready. He gets the opportunity. If he doesn't do it, you come back in. Then you can start it on your 1-2-3 magic. Okay, I'm finished getting dressed. It's your turn. If you don't get started getting dressed by the count of three, I'm going to have to help you get dressed. Now, I know it can be a bummer when you have to wrestle a toddler to get dressed, but do it once or twice and they know you mean business. Now, I'm sure I had to do this a few times, but I really don't remember having to force them to get dressed. I do remember a few incidences of wrestling to get shoes on. I'd give them a choice of the shoes. They'd choose the shoes or they wouldn't. Okay, then I'm going to choose for you. I'd choose the shoes, then they wouldn't get them on, and I'm sitting them on my lap and I'm getting those shoes on their feet. I remember it with the car seat too. It's just not an option of whether we go get dressed, or whether we wear shoes, or we strap into our car seat. But do it a few times. They will learn you mean it when you say it's time to get dressed. Get in the car seat. Put on the shoes. Get in the stroller if they let go of your hand in the parking lot, etc. You set the boundary. They don't do it. You follow through. Firm but kind. Now, it may not feel kind when they're screaming, raising their bum out of the car seat as you're using your forearm to force them down in and strap and buckle them in or pull that shirt over their head. But it is, because it's about the safety. It's out of love. And you can give that with your voice. You can be very soothing. I realize you don't want to get into your car seat right now. I need you to get in your car seat because we're going to drive and it's not safe. And we can only drive if you're safely buckled in your car seat. I love you. I need you to stay safe. We're putting the car seat on right now. So your voice is soothing, but you're being strong and setting the boundary and you're pushing through. Okay, so there's a ton I could dig into here, breaking it all the way down as far as exactly how to offer choices first, then when and how to move to 1, 2, 3 in each instance. But I think I gave some pretty good ideas of how to do that already with the morning routine. But this is the type of detail I get into with coaching. So parents can give more feedback about exact incidences, what's happening, their current reactions. But hopefully the videos on the YouTube channel, along with these tips, will help get you going in the right direction. One last tip, using logical positive consequences can often do wonders. So if he has a favorite toy or activity, a leftover time before you have to leave for school, he can use that time to do that activity, playing with blocks, his trains, coloring, whatever it is. You could even have a special toy that he can only play with in the morning before you leave. And if he's ready on time, he can have 5 to 10 minutes to play with that toy before you leave for work or school. If you're interested in learning more about the reasons children misbehave, how to fix each of them, the class Misbehaviors and Solutions, Power Struggles, Getting Kids to Listen, More Positive Discipline, or any of the 60 parenting classes,
available on demand at yourvillageonline.com. Also, don't forget about the app in the Google Play Store and the Apple Store called Parenting Beyond Discipline. Thanks so much for listening and see you next week.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.